We are joined now by the head football coach at Jamestown High, Tim Fletcher. Coach, how are you doing this morning?
Morning, Steve. Good.
Good to talk to you as we get set for a big matchup tonight. Your team heading to Minot to take on the number 3 team in the state. And it seems like as we get through this schedule here, it seems like you guys have just had a kind of a meat grinder here the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, we have. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, you have that level of competition and everybody knows they're shooting for a playoff berth spot here. And, of course, by now some of them have a few wrapped up spots and we're looking to pick up one of those spots as well. So it's been a good road for us. I mean, we've played competitively through some games here, but, you know, we wish we could have been on the other end of a couple of them, but we're excited about heading up to Minot here tonight and getting a chance to compete against the Magi.
Well, if I'm correct on your situation right now, you need to win one of the next two to get into the playoffs.
That's right, Steve. That's the way it is right now. You bet. And our kids kind of understand that expectation, and we're excited to get a shot at these guys and go up there and give our best effort. And the kids know it's going to take a full 4 quarters for us up there. Minot's a sound football team. They got some good players returning and a young quarterback that is a sophomore, but he's sure not playing like that. He looks like a veteran that's been on the varsity field on Friday nights, you know, for a couple of years. You know, he's a good football player, but we're excited. Hopefully defensively we can get after these guys and not give them too much time back there.
Well, it's supposed to rain up there again tonight, but you guys are pretty used to that. There'll be 4 straight possible rain games in a row.
You know, I don't know what the deal is, Steve, if it's just trailing us or what. But, yeah, the weather sounds like it's supposed to be another very similar situation like we had against Williston last week. But our kids still came out, performed, played hard for 4 quarters, and we're ready for anything.
Well, you talked about the new quarterback in Minot. Of course, they lost All-Stater Alex Yanosko to a knee injury early in the season. What have you seen from this guy in film that makes you, you know, say that he's playing like a veteran?
You know, he is. I mean, he sees the field well. You know, it's any one of those situations where you have a young individual step into a position like that and in the varsity field, but now he has a few games under his belt. He's got good vision. He's patient. He's not quick to pull the trigger, and he's showing a lot of characteristics of somebody that's had, you know, years of experience versus just being a first-year starter. He's a quality kid, you know, but we have the utmost confidence in our defense that we're going to go up there and give him as much trouble as possible.
Well, for as important as the quarterback position is in football, for them to lose an All-Stater like they did and still be the number 3 team in the state, rolling through the competition to this point, what does that say just about the balance of their team?
You know what they do? They have a good running back in Lambert. He's a quality kid. But again, I think we've shown in the past weeks that, you know, especially looking at the run game and they're pretty heavy on the run end of it. We can compete with anybody in hopefully shutting down the run. I mean, that's obviously a key piece of our game plan here, you know, tonight. So we're hoping we can get up there and our scheme will hopefully match up and give them as many problems as possible. But yeah, they do have some threats. Of course, their Holman, their tight end, is also a good athlete. But we feel like we have a very similar situation where we got very quality athletes in every position that we're at. And I think it's going to be a heck of a matchup.
You guys have both run the football well and stopped the run, and that's really been important for you guys here through the first few games, or almost first half of the year, getting to the later half of the season. But what are you guys planning to do offensively tonight to try to exploit the Minot defense?
You know what, Steve, it's all about field position. I mean, if you look at our game last week, you know, that time of possession, you know, we were able to pin Williston in their own territory almost the whole night. Again, against a quality team like this, we know we're gonna be in some situations where our backs are against the wall. But it's kind of one of those things where you want to make sure that you're doing the best that you can to keep the field position in our favor. And with these guys, you know, it's going to be a matchup of endurance tonight. I really think that it's going to be, you know, a 4-quarter battle. And if our kids can keep a few of those key categories, turnovers and field position on our side, we have a very good shot at going up there and competing well with this team.
Well, yeah, you talk about winning the field position battle last week, and I was in the first half, I was sitting in the booth next to Chris Aarhus, and he mentioned to me the fact that Mark Wagner might have been your MVP there through the first half, really pinning those guys back deep, and despite all that wind he was dealing with.
Yeah, he really had some punts that really gave us some favorable situations on the field. You know, Mark's the kind of kid, he's a clutch player. I mean, he knows what he has to do, and he was able to play some punts in just the right spot for us and able to keep them pinned, and then defensively keep them in a poor position from their offensive perspective. And it really was favorable for us in that aspect. You know, Mark's just kind of one of those guys that when you call a kid up to the plate, he comes up and performs and did a great job for us last week.
Tonight, the game against Minot, 7 o'clock. You'll hear it here on this radio station with the pregame show at about 6:50. And, Coach, what kind of things have you guys focused on this week in practice?
You know, we just looked at it from our perspective, and every week it seems, Steve, you know, it's kind of like you tell the kids, what do we need to do to get better each week? Because if we're starting to improve upon those things, you get this in this part of the season, things start to be just fine-tuned. And we told our kids, you know, when it comes to Friday night, we know the situation that's coming up. Our kids are ready to compete. We know that these two games are absolutely crucial for us. And we know from our past performances that we can compete with anybody in the state.
Well, and that's...
And our kids are excited about that opportunity.
Well, and that kind of leads into my next question perfectly, because do you feel like you guys are at an advantage having played Century and Bismarck already? You've already played two of the best teams in the state. You know you guys can go in there the next 2 weeks and compete.
That's exactly right. And that's, you know, that was kind of a focus that we've been speaking about all week, Steve. You know, it's you guys can play with anybody, but when it comes down to teams that are the caliber of your Minots and your Centuries, it's going to take a full four quarters to finish. And our kids are, you know, they're absolutely excited about the opportunity to get up there and do that. It's going to be a long day for us before the bus leaves, because I know there's a lot of us that are ready to get up there and get things done this Friday night.
How is the injury situation this week?
You know, we're sitting good. You know, we had that couple of dings against Century, but, you know, last week we came out healthy, you know, poor conditions, and we're going to be facing a similar scenario tonight. You know, it could be something that limits us, but if it's a limit for us, it's a limit for them. So any limiting factors we see tonight, it's going to be on both ends. And, you know, it's one of those things, you don't have any control over, so you don't worry about things you can't control, but you try to put your kids in the best position with the conditions that are out there, and that's what we're hoping to do, and again, get out there and compete with the Magi.
All right, Coach. Well, we'll see you on the bus in a couple hours, and let's go get a W tonight.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Coach.